Good afternoon, Patriots. I am Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Saturday, November 16th. Those of you who are following along at home, got a couple of websites for you where you can pick up Q posts currently. You can find them on QAnonposts.io. The second website is QPosts.online. You can also find them on QMap.pub, QAnon.pub, and QNTMPKTS.keybase.pub. Both the Q Alerts app and the Q Map app are pulling current Q posts. My theme for this broadcast is the harvest. Going to go back to discussing some coded messages between James Comey, Q, and Devin Nunes, and Q has been bringing up again lately. So Q and Comey and Devin Nunes have been speaking in these coded messages. Comey primarily communicates them through tweets. This tweet from June of 2018 shows Comey standing in a cornfield with very short corn stalks, corn plants in Iowa. And this one is another one. This is from October of 2017, Comey standing in a mature cornfield, and that was, like I said, in October. So a little backstory on this. In May of this year, the president gave Attorney General Bill Barr the authority to declassify documents related to Spygate. On July 25th, Q hinted that Devin Nunes might receive declassified documents from Barr. Nunes to receive a special package from Barr. Okay, that was July 25th. 2 days later, on July 27th, in an interview with Sean Hannity, the president confirmed that Devin Nunes might be receiving declassified information from Barr. Let me roll this, and we'll get the audio on that.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I guess a lot of things are coming out, and it's going to be very interesting. And it will be great to clean up a real big mess. Because, again, it can never happen. This can never be allowed to happen again, Sean.
Mr. President, you have the power to literally release the FISA applications and the 302s and the Gang of Eight information, and you made a decision to hand it over to the Attorney General and let him decide, and I'm curious as to why.
Well, we have a very respected gentleman, a very high-quality person named William Barr, and he's working so hard. And rather than just doing a total release, I gave him a total release. In other words, he's got everything. Anything he needs, he's got. He's the Attorney General of the United States. He's got a lot of very good people under him that I guess are involved. And I gave them a total release. So all of it's been released, and he has all of it. I've also given him authorization to release it to whoever he wants, whether it's his people or, frankly, perhaps people like Devin Nunes, who is a star. What he's done and the amount of suffering he's gone through, you know what they did with him, where they tried to drive him right out of politics and probably worse than that.
Okay, so in that message, Trump did confirm what Q had implied, that Devin Nunes might be getting special information declassified from Barr. So that same day, December 27th, Devin Nunes posts a picture of an ear of corn on Twitter. Corn ready for to be cut. All right. That same day, James Comey tweeted this out. Millions of 2016 Trump voters are not racist. Now those Americans need the strength of character and resolve that they will not again vote for someone who clearly is. It's not about judges or taxes. It's about who we are as a nation. Okay. So that same day, Q posted a link to Comey's tweet and wrote, "Was the corn ripe for harvesting? It is now." And then we have in brackets, 93 DK. That appears to have been a prediction that Q would go dark for 93 days, which in fact he did, because 8chan went offline and was offline for 3 months. Okay, this morning, Comey tweeted this message with the letter Y in brackets. "You can't promote principled anti-corruption action without pissing off corrupt people." George P. Kent, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. So Comey here is wrapping himself in the flag, pretending to be a patriot, and pretending to be all about anti-corruption. All right, Q posted this morning. The harvest crop, in brackets, and this is a reference to, I believe, the deep state, has been prepared and soon will be delivered to the public for consumption. A Higher Loyalty, that's the name of Comey's book. Why, in brackets? Hunters become the hunted, treason, sedition. How do you remove a liability? 6 o'clock can be dangerous. Family proud? Q. I think family proud is a reference to these deep state people who sort of consider themselves a family. I am not sure what 6 o'clock can be dangerous is an allusion to. How do you remove a liability? Who's a liability? Is Comey a liability? I'm not sure, but that was Q's first post this morning. All right. On February 14th, Valentine's Day, earlier this year, Attorney General William Barr was confirmed by the Senate. That day, Q posted this: a traitor's justice, phase three, panic in D.C., rats everywhere. For those who decide to save the taxpayers some money, there is no escaping God, Q. And Q then reposted that same message this afternoon. For those who decide to save the taxpayers some money, there is no escaping God. All right, so we're getting these warnings from Q that that time is coming where the deep state rats are about to be outed. Actually, not outed, but, well, exposed and prosecuted. Conservative mom got cued for this tweet. This was during a 9/11 ceremony in 2011. As an honor guard respected our American flag, Michelle Obama turned to Hussein and said, "This is all this for that damn flag." Look at his expression as he nods in agreement. And here is the video. The audio is not very good, but all this for the damn flag. So Q posted a link to that tweet. Many who represent us do not love us. That is certainly true. The deep state has always used normal means of communication to discuss their plans. That is until Trump took office. Since then, all of their communications have been picked up by the NSA through signals intelligence, which reveals their plans to the president. Since Trump took office, bad actors have used Xbox and PlayStation chats as well as Gmail drafts to avoid having their communications scooped up by no such agency. Their attempts failed, and platforms have had to scrub their servers after Q exposed what was happening. This is a post from last year, August 2018. Anyone having problems with their Xbox Live accounts shortly after the drop yesterday? They purged the servers. How many coincidences before mathematically impossible? Right. So apparently the latest attempt by the deep state is moving to Star Wars. Q posted this morning. It's a link to a Star Wars game, Star Wars Commander page. Q said, how do select bad actors attempt comms without signals intelligence collection? Rebellion or Empire, those are the two sides in the Star Wars saga. Private, invite-only factions, dark to light, Q. So apparently they have switched to Star Wars gaming platforms to communicate, trying to evade the NSA, but it is not working. And I just throw this out there. A month ago, this is October 13th, Comey tweeted out, "Those are my 7-year-old godson's Star Wars toys. We promise not to take them down, and they are awesome anyway." I think Comey was giving a go signal to the team that they were going to move to the Star Wars game platform for private communications. That gets us caught up with Q's latest posts. Please keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.